home, so that puts them at a disadvantage. They typically have, on average, have lower credit scores, and the lower your credit score is, the higher the mortgage rate will be that you get. So that makes borrowing to buy a home even more expensive. Because they don't have equity, they're usually putting down small mortgage payment amounts, which increase the amount they have to borrow, which makes borrowing more expensive. Also, prices in predominantly Black and Brown neighborhoods have been going up faster than they have been in white neighborhoods, partially because they are more affordable, and the more affordable segment of the housing market tends to increase faster in price.
One positive is that experts believe things will turn around this year. Right now, Fairweather anticipates interest rates going down, which will lead to greater affordability. However, this change could also lead to many more people joining the buyer's market, which could also drive up home prices. If you're looking to buy in the near future, Smith recommends getting all of your ducks in a row so you're ready to purchase as soon as interest rates drop. This means taking a look at savings totals, credit scores, and speaking with a mortgage lender ahead of time. Smith says that even with these items checked off, the path to home ownership in America is no easy one, and that needs to change.
It's just been a wild ride, and that's why we need to find something to change this so that millennials and Gen Z and future generations can have a shot at home ownership, or we'll have to redefine what the American dream or middle class is.
To find out more about Freddie Smith, Daryl Fairweather, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This story was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, a new narrative on the American Space Shuttle program when Viewpoints returns.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone.
So what if I need a new one?
No problem. We have the right battery for your car, starting at only
$89.99. Get in zone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-484-5131 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-484-5131. That's 800-484-5131. What do you have to lose? Call 800-484-5131. Again, 800-484-5131.
When we climb into our cars, we feel safe and protected by the technology. Many of us take it for granted that our vehicles will get us from point A to point B and back home again safely. But that was rarely the case for astronauts piloting the space shuttle. It made a total of 135 manned spaceflights from 1980 to 2011. Two of these ended in disaster, the Challenger in 1986 and the Columbia in 2003. Both resulted in the deaths of all seven crew members. One expert, Matthew H. Hirsch, raises serious ethical questions about the engineering choices people made due to political and economic pressures.
The more I studied the space shuttle, the more I realized that engineers were actually never really complacent in that they never really thought the space shuttle was safe. They were never really lulled into a false sense of security or satisfaction. They just had a very different understanding and estimation of risk. And the more I studied the space shuttle, the more I realized that it actually wasn't a maintenance failure, that its loss was not due to what Vaughn described as the normalization of deviance, that it was not due to an organizational dysfunction within NASA, but rather to design decisions that were made very early in the program that traded safety for expediency, with the expectation that the space shuttle would never actually fly long enough to actually fail, although the expectation among engineers was that if it did fly for as long as it actually did, there would be probably between 1 and 3 catastrophic failures of the vehicle and loss of crew, which is exactly what happened.
Matthew H. Hirsch is an associate professor of the history of science at Harvard University and author of the book Dark Star, A New History of the Space Shuttle. He believes that the Nixon administration initiated the space shuttle program for 2 reasons. The first was to deploy spy satellites into space, and the second was a political maneuver to bolster the president's reelection strategy.
Nixon was aware of the increasing sensitivity of the public to environmental matters and concerns about social justice, that he could somehow spin the space shuttle into a vehicle that would solve the ecological crisis, and even said that as much, and even the problems of race in America, which is really quite fascinating. So with one fell swoop, he could create a kind of space vehicle that would solve all of his leading geopolitical and domestic political problems. And when NASA came up with a device that they thought would be a suitable vehicle to do this, it cost $12 billion, and Nixon's cabinet said, well, that's great, but do it for $6 billion. And that led to the problems that were encountered. I think it actually was quite clever for these scientists and engineers to come up with something that looked like a space shuttle that they could build for half the money. But at the time they said, this is not safe. And this is not something that you're going to want to keep for a very long time because it doesn't do what you need it to do.
The idea for a space airplane that would have wings and a cockpit for aviators had been floating around scientific circles since the 1920s. German engineers said the design would be impractical and dropped the idea. And yet, the fantasy continued to reemerge. Finally, technological advancements in the 1960s made the design plausible.
But the pitch associated with it is that this vehicle would also be completely reusable. You wouldn't have to throw away rockets each time you tried to launch people or stuff into space. It would land on a runway, which means you could dispense with the naval armada that was necessary to recover space vehicles after they returned to Earth. And that combining these factors, one would create economies of scale that would make it very cheap to launch people and cargo into space and usher in a kind of golden age of space exploration.
In order to meet budget restrictions, safety concerns were not a priority. Hirsch says that for years, commentators blamed NASA for these deficiencies, but he says it wasn't NASA's fault.
There was an argument that NASA became ultimately a dysfunctional organizational culture that didn't have the ability to manage programs safely. And I think that NASA has probably been beaten up about this more than it should. It has a very, very difficult job, and what it's trying to do is nearly impossible. And I think it's probably as effective as any organization in history in managing really complex technical problems. It was given an impossible task because the space shuttle that was approved in 1972 was a cut-rate budget model that cut all kinds of corners in order to give the major constituencies what they wanted. And that was chiefly to give the Air Force a vehicle that was large enough to launch very sensitive national security payloads and to continue American civilian human spaceflight to satisfy the concern of Nixon's cabinet.
Engineers and astronauts knew from the get-go that the space shuttle wasn't safe, and grew frustrated when politicians equated its safety to commercial airline travel.
This is dangerous work that the astronauts understood, and they hoped that their skill and that their knowledge of the system would help save their lives, but they also knew that they were flying a vehicle that was not very good and that there was very little they could do about that. And they were upset. They were not happy about it. Many astronauts from the 1960s who worked on the early on the space shuttle program actually made public statements to the effect that this is not a safe vehicle and people should not be flying it. And behind the scenes, there were a number of astronauts who were quite clear about their concerns, particularly Sally Ride, about the safety of the vehicle. Largely, it was political pressure that kept the space shuttle flying long past the point at which it should have been retired and replaced with something better.
Hirsch says one of the ironies of building a spaceship that looks like an airplane is that wings don't perform any function in space.
They're literally dead weight, and not only that, but they can create significant problems for you from reentry heating when you're trying to return to Earth and other phases of the trip. It's just a large area that can be punctured, that can be broken, that can't generate any lift because there's no air in space. And so engineers who've said, why bother building a space vehicle with a large structure attached to it that is only useful during perhaps 1% of the space vehicle's operating life, when really what we should do is imagine an entirely different kind of vehicle that just works in space well and safely. And capsules kind of are a compromise between these two particular ideas, and they have some ability to fly in the atmosphere, but they're also very good in space. We know how to make them very well, and we can make them very, very safe. And that's why all of the leading space companies, both public and private entities, are basically working with some form of a capsule-type system.
And even today, there are people asking, is space exploration really necessary? Each shuttle deployment costs billions of dollars. We have so many problems right here on Earth. War, poverty, hunger. Why not spend money on solving these issues rather than sending people into space?
The question that has motivated most pioneers of space exploration has been the idea that humanity will never survive as a single planet species. Whether due to accident or neglect, our planet will become uninhabitable and humans have to be prepared to travel to other worlds if we wish for our culture to survive into the future. That is a really tough sell with Congress. It's hard to get anyone to think on a time scale of 100,000 years. And others say that space exploration serves a vital national cultural function, that our idea of ourselves demands that we do this.
At the end of the day, Hirsch believes the reasons why we explore space are to advance human invention and innovation.
9 out of every $10 that gets appropriated to NASA gets spent on American universities and corporations. The space program is spending money on Americans to invent things and technologies that are useful. It's because of the space program that we have computers. It's because of the space program that we have a lot of the materials and other technologies that we use today. The United States government has been a profound and important, probably the most important incubator of science and technology, I would argue, in the history of the world.
Next week, in the second half of the show, we'll speak with one of the former space shuttle program managers for a behind-the-scenes look at the space shuttle program. Matthew H. Hirsch's book, Dark Star, A New History of the Space Shuttle, is available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Hey, it's your girl Lonnie Love, and this segment is brought to you by Metamucil. Are you ready to take charge of your digestive health? I know I am. That's why I'm teaming up with Metamucil for the 2-week challenge. Metamucil's 4-in-1 fiber helps promote regularity. Unlike many fibers, Metamucil's psyllium fiber gels to trap and remove waste from your digestive system, helping you feel lighter and more energetic after just 2 weeks. Try the Metamucil 2-week challenge today. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris.
More than 2 years after the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, 9 U.S. figure skaters have learned that they're now Olympic gold medalists. This comes after a big decision from the Court of Arbitration for Sport, an independent tribunal, that Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva be retroactively disqualified from the 2022 Winter Games and banned from international competition for 4 years. Go back to December 2021. Valieva, who was 15 at the time, tested positive for an illegal performance-enhancing substance called trimetazidine. Medical experts say the drug can increase endurance and stamina. In 2014, a Chinese Olympic swimmer was handed a 3-month suspension after he tested positive for the substance. For Valieva, the late reported positive test in December 2021 triggered the opening of a larger investigation. However, since the 2022 Olympics were just 2 months away, she was still able to compete. It wasn't until last month that the investigation finally wrapped. She was disqualified and her Olympic achievements were wiped from the record. This created a huge shakeup in Olympic rankings, with Team USA now taking the gold medal spot, a first in U.S. figure skating history. Officials, athletes, and commentators all hope that this ruling will send a global message that there's a zero-tolerance policy on the use of banned substances. Russia, after all, has a long history of doping its athletes, even minors like Valieva. Even today, the Russian anti-doping agency, which is responsible for routinely collecting samples from its athletes, still remains non-compliant. The U.S. anti-doping agency continues to put pressure on the country ahead of the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. As always, athletes also undergo substance use testing at the beginning and throughout Olympic competitions. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Oscar nomination day always comes with a lot of controversy and talk of snubs. This year definitely didn't have its shortage of snub talk, but most of that was focused on movies that were nominated for Oscars, missing out on certain categories. While those conversations are worthwhile and will definitely continue through Oscar Sunday, let's take a moment to look back at some of the countless great movies of 2023 that received zero nominations at this year's Oscars. I was one of the many people hoping The Iron Claw could sneak into Best Picture, or at a minimum for Zac Efron to get a nomination for Best Actor. While that wasn't meant to be, that's okay, because The Iron Claw remains one of my favorites of 2023 and seems like a movie destined to make a big splash on streaming. I was also hoping Viola Davis could secure a spot in the Best Supporting Actress race for her role in the Michael Jordan sneaker movie Air. She already has one Oscar on 4 nominations, so this isn't the most devastating snub, but she really is incredible, and she grounded Air with so much humanity as Dolores Jordan. All of Us Strangers, a sad, lonely tale about a gay man who seemingly communes with his late parents as he begins a situationship with his neighbor, was one of the most earnest and emotional movies I watched all year, and I was hoping for some recognition at the Oscars, whether it was for Andrew Scott as a lead actor, the movie's incredible script, or even the movie itself in Best Picture. It just missed at the Oscars, but it has been nominated and won at several other ceremonies, and it's absolutely worth your time and your tears. I also thought Rachel McAdams was spectacular in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Penelope Cruz was a force in Ferrari, and the technical craft all over David Fincher's The Killer was the best of the best. But in the end, there are only so many nominations to go around. Art isn't made to win awards, and despite their lack of nominations, movies like All of Us Strangers and Air will stick with me long after the Oscars come and go. I'm Evan Rook.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-215-0478 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-215-0478. That's 800-215-0478. Again, 800-215-0478.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Hot wings and football.
98 Q Country.
In the middle of the night. country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
We don't yell, 'cause what the hell difference would it make? We need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. Order online and pick up at your local store. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here we are, guys.
Yo!
This is...
Here's to the weekend.
It's my weekend station.
Turn it up.
It's the weekend, so crank it up.
Looking for a good time. Raising glasses to a life of love. Show me still like it on a
Friday. 98Q Country.
Country.com.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
Country.
Don't let anybody tell you it's gonna be easy. Don't let anyone tell you they know what it's like. Ooh, they say, get out on the stand, meet somebody.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
afraid to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little